I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. And the question we're asking this morning, is it really realistic to think you can keep your teenager from dating in high school? Audrey wrote in, and she's not having it because her daughter is breaking all the rules. Here's the message she wrote us. It says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I have a message I was hoping you can read for Parental. I have a 15-year-old daughter who is a high school freshman. We made a rule. Absolutely no boyfriends until she finished high school. Right. There have been multiple occasions she's messed up, got a boyfriend, had her heart broken, has confessed, but we have forgiven her."
Oh, God.
She goes on to say, as of recently, she introduced a boy to us, a very nice boy. But we made it clear that to both of them, they can be friends, but absolutely no relationship. He then started to show up more to our daughter's sports games and etc. My husband and I were thinking, okay, he's coming around a little too much, but as long as we're keeping an eye on them, again, reinforcing no relationship, just friends. He goes to their youth group. We don't make a fuss. We're glad he's going to church. I mean, who are we to tell him not to go to church? My husband and I have been lenient and trusted her that she wasn't stupid, just reinforcing the rules, keeping our door open to her to talk to us about anything at all. Then, last week, the school calls my husband and says there's been an incident he needs to come to my daughter's school. And apparently, the boy and his grandma came to the school because my daughter asked him to because she was having a hard day. So him and his grandma showed up, et cetera, et cetera. The school notices the vehicle is unfamiliar. My daughter got into the car with them. They didn't leave with her in the car.
What is happening?
Now we find out they have been more than just friends and secretly been dating behind our backs.
Obviously.
We are hoping to hear from others on how they would deal with something like this when it comes to your teenager dating. Thank you. Okay, let's weigh in here for a second.
This is insane.
Honestly.
Not the grandma.
Audrey, I appreciate you weighing in on this Parental Confidential. I know you're looking for advice. I don't know how many people are actually going to take your side on this one. When it comes to restricting your teenager from dating, how do you do that? You can't.
I feel like it just pushes them towards them more.
Yeah, I mean, the closest 15-year-old in the room right now is intern Joe. What's up?
It's just going to push the kid to be secretive. They're just going to not want to tell you anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, at all.
Yeah, and you're calling other people's grandmas.
Yeah. Also, what kind of school just lets a kid walk out?
Yeah.
Like, I
had to get signed out when I was in school. They had to, my parent or grandparent had to come in. They had to be on the approved adults list.
I think,
and then they had to put their name.
We did too. And I think what happened here was, she told her parents, she told Audrey and her husband she was having a really bad day. Or she was like, hey, I really want to see you. I miss you. He's like, all right, cool. I'll show up there, but you get my grandma too. He's like, all right.
I dipped out when I was a junior, I think. I was like, honestly, I'm kind of over this today. And I just got in my car and I went home. And I was like, nobody's going to notice. Like,
they know.
So many kids here. Like, I'm at home. I'm making myself a beautiful turkey sandwich.
Your father calls.
My dad calls. He's like, where the hell are you? I'm like, he's like, get your ass back to school.
You just left to go home to make a sandwich?
Well, I wasn't going
to
go back at all. Yeah. It was just like, I'm getting lunch. Go to school.
Now, for a lot of our parents that listen, you have teenagers. Is this realistic for Audrey to think she can restrict her 15-year-old teenager from having a relationship with this boy? If this was your kid, how would you handle it? Shoot us a call right now. We have Ashley weighing in first parental. She says, good morning, guys. So here is the problem. You are making silly rules. She is 15 and she will date. And all you're doing is making sure she hides it from you. Therefore, nothing about them will be shared. Kind of like the point you made, Joe. Right?
Yeah.
Megan says, hi, Moose and Breezy. This is a parent problem, not a daughter problem. Give her guidance. Let her live her life. Be there for her. Throw these stupid rules out and let your daughter grow up and experience life. There you have it.
This person says, how old is this boy? Why wasn't he in school too? Yeah. What?
I don't know if this was, it could have been right after school. I don't know. I have no idea.
The grandma.
But what's grandma doing there? She had to drive the Ford Focus to go. Hurry up, get in my Intrepid. Hi, guys. I just wanted to message in and say she's 15. This is a normal age for kids to experience their first love. And it's stupid because we all know the relationships in high school usually have no profound impact on our life. Oh, really? I'm still trying to get over my first. Anyways.
No. Oh, don't we know? You talk about it every day.
And she goes on to say it's mostly lust. Just confused with love, but it's healthy to experience. Just make sure there are boundaries set that they don't cross and count your lucky stars that your child isn't lonely or being bullied. Yeah, you hear that, Audrey? A little tough love
she's
coming
like,
in.
She's like, you are the problem. This person says it's all about balance. If they are respectful and know how to prioritize things like school and family first, then it's okay to date. It's a maturity thing.
So how old were you when you had your first whoever in school?
A freshman.
You were a freshman? Were you dating? Who were you dating? Jeremy?
A junior.
Oh, you were dating a junior? You're so pleased with yourself right now. Is this the guy that took you to the movies?
No, that was a different guy.
What did he ask you when you were in the theater?
He's like trying to have a full-fledged conversation with me, and he's like asking me my heritage. And I'm not in the middle of Freaky Friday 2.
So, like, what's your heritage?
I'm like, what? I don't know.
How old were you?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
Damn, you were 14?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. 14.
My God. Intern
How old were you? You're 20.
16, something like that.
16?
Think so, yeah.
So 14, 15, 16.
None of the girls wanted to talk to me in middle school. What do you want?
Tracks.
Mike says.
They still don't.
What are we doing? Can we focus on what Audrey's message is here this morning? Can we focus for a second? Let's go over to Courtney who says, your no boyfriend rule is stupid. Let her live her life. She's not a bad kid. And then Mike, here's a dad. Mike says, as a father of two teenage daughters, I think these parents' expectations of their 15-year-old daughter is unrealistic. Because no boyfriends until after she graduates? Good luck with that. And for what reason? Let these kids live their life. I think the parents here are being unreasonable. So not a single individual yet has messaged in agreeing with Audrey. Is this a purity thing? Not sure. She's not allowed to date until she's an adult because you are a religious family and can't give her your blessing to date, but you recognize you can't control what she does as an adult? These are all questions, by the way.
Yeah.
Sounds like you have a good daughter. It might be hard to put these rules in place only because they're not 100% realistic. And then I'll go to our last message here. This is from a school counselor. Hi, Moussa Breezy, school counselor here. It's tough, especially these days, to tell a teenager they can't have relationships in any form. You're just creating a rift between you and your child.
Mm-hmm.
I would just be open to communication with them and letting them know you trust them and are there for them. But hard rules are in place, like not dating, just makes them keep secrets from you.
That's what I'm saying. On. I just feel like it's going to push them towards the other person more.
Yeah. So, Audrey, do with all of those messages what you will. I hope it puts a little bit into perspective. Obviously, you're the parent here. You're going to move forward with this however you see fit. But a lot of people do not agree with the fact that you thinking she's going to stay single until after she graduates, not realistic.
Right.
It's just not.
It's not.
If she wants to start a relationship with a boy, she's going to do just
that.
She's
going to send it.
Otherwise, she's sneaking into those, you know, Ford Focuses, school parking lot.
With grandma.
With grandma. All right, it's PXY Mornings. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.